It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, you're very welcome to episode 4 of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. Now, if you've not heard this before, we release this episode every Saturday, and it's very different. If back in the day, for example, you ever listened to our phone show on FM 104, we had an item called Get It Off Your Chest. Well, Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, is kind of like that. Let me explain what happens. Every afternoon from our studio here at the White Sands Hotel, we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And before we get to the podcast section, the bit that you'd normally hear on Spotify or Apple Podcasts during the week, before we get to that, we basically waffle the ears off each other for a couple of minutes while the audience on Facebook is building up. Do you get me? And it is those bits of random bullshit that we are compiling into this Saturday podcast, Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is episode 4. You'll either love it or you'll hate it. So let's start with the waffling that we did last Tuesday.
Does he love me? I want to know. That's my Cher impression.
It wasn't very good.
I once did Cher at karaoke on holidays.
By the way,
nothing says council estate holiday more than a karaoke bar on holidays. I did it years ago before I became up my own arse.
But you've always been up your own arse.
We were going back to our... on holidays last year.
Yeah.
Are you doing that, by the way?
Yeah.
On holidays last year, we were heading back to our hotel, which was a 5-star deluxe resort. Nestled in the beautiful Canary Island of Fuerteventura.
Yeah, where nobody goes.
Beautiful hotel. Because they can't afford it.
They can't afford it.
But luckily, because I'm very successful at life, I could afford it.
Oh, shut the fuck up, will you?
We were walking back.
You clown of a man.
We were walking back to our hotel one evening after having one cocktail each, which we do when we're on holidays. It's our little treat to ourselves.
Well, really push the boat out.
Well, unlike you.
Yeah, whose daughter
had to carry you home on holidays one night because you got so sloshed. I've seen that photograph. It's disgusting.
There's no such photograph.
Literally, there's a photograph, and Laura, who's Adrian's daughter. Hi, Laura. Thanks for listening. Laura literally has Adrian held up. It was like Weekend at Bernie's. You know,
there is no such photograph. Why are you making this story up?
You know, Weekend at Bernie's. Have you seen that movie? Have you not seen Weekend at Bernie's? Where the two of them are walking around with Bernie trying to lift him up so people think he's alive. Anyway, this is like a scene out of Weekend at Bernie's. So Adrian is standing there like that, and his daughter Laura, hi Laura, how are you, is holding him up with one hand.
And who took this photograph, photograph?
I'll tell you that now. If you let me speak, I'll give you the answer. And Sean, who's Adrian's son, hi Sean, thanks for listening, is literally holding up Adrian's trousers to stop them falling down. And the photograph was taken by a lucky. Lucky in Torremolino.
This story, I've never been in Torremolinos with my kids, so this is a fake news story.
Torremolino.
Fake news story.
No, that's not fake news. No, get a grip on yourself.
What?
Get a grip on yourself. There's no fake news. And it was the most pitiful photograph I've ever seen in my life.
And can I just let you know, ladies and gentlemen, no such photograph actually exists.
Sorry, who are you going to believe out of the two of us, boys and girls? You've been listening to us for years. Who's the more truthful of the two?
Me.
You lie to your teeth.
And sorry, can I just bring you back to what you were saying here? By the way, that's a complete fake news story. There is no such photograph.
I can't even remember the name of the bar. But I'll find out the name of the bar in a sec. Go on.
Anyway, Trev says, what are you finding out?
The name of the bar.
I was never in Torremolinos with kids.
See, you were that plastic, you can't even remember being there. It was the Shamrock Bar in Torremolino.
I was never there with the kids.
Just down at the,
fake news.
Down at the whatchamacallit.
Anyway, sorry, Trev said, don't be disrespectful to karaoke. And Trev is right. Sorry,
anyway, the point I was making was we were walking back to our 5-star deluxe hotel. And what we like to do when we're on holidays is sometimes we like to walk past the cheaper hotels and the apart hotels, because we don't do apart hotels, to see how the lower half live. anyway, we were walking by one of the apart hotels in this particular resort. And in the apart hotel, there was a karaoke bar. And
yeah, go on.
We were walking by after having our one pina colada each. Actually, no, sorry, I tell a lie. My wife was on strawberry daiquiri that night. And
Strawberry daiquiri?
A strawberry daiquiri, yeah.
Good, good, yeah.
And we walked by the karaoke bar in the apart hotel. You know the apart hotels? You know those ones where, like, the reception closes at 11 o'clock at night, so if you don't get home by 11, you're literally sleeping on the beach. And there's a karaoke bar going on, and there's a girl, a very large woman of English.
What's her size got to do with it?
Of English descent. And she is standing up and she's singing Robbie Williams' Angels. And I thought to myself, this is council estate hell. This is literally council estate hell. This is Pavo holiday. And I just sat, and of course, you know, my wife is not stuck up and she hates that part of me.
Yeah.
She hates the stuck up.
I'm glad she hates it.
She hates the stuck upness, and she's like, oh, do you get over yourself? Get over yourself. Just because you're a celebrity doesn't mean you can look down your nose on people, she says to me. But I'm standing there in awe. No, disbelief is the word, as this very large English girl is up going, I'm loving Angels instead. Oh, everybody sing along. Put your cocktails in the air. And I thought to myself, imagine spending your whole year saving up to go on that kind of Pavo holiday. I'd rather stay at home.
So did you get up and sing?
I did. Let me entertain you by Robbie Williams. It was a Robbie Williams tribute night. So you had to. We sat there in disbelief for about 10 minutes. Because the one thing, nothing screams Pavo holiday like karaoke.
What's a Pavo holiday?
Holidays for Pavos. Literally holidays for Pavos. You know, the same as, see, we like the finer kind of entertainment.
Why? What sort of entertainment do you like?
Well, say the five-star celebrity hotel that we were staying
in.
That we were staying in.
Fucking Egypt, you know that?
No, they would have a traditional Spanish music number. They'd have a fellow with a guitar.
Oh, how boring.
Oh, it was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. But another thing that screams Pavo holiday, yeah? Do you know what screams Pavo holiday?
No, what?
Tribute acts. Tribute acts. When you go, but it's always apart hotels.
Yeah.
Always apart hotels.
I saw a brilliant tribute act a couple of years ago. George Michael tribute. No. He was brilliant.
Where was he? Oh, in Tormelino.
No, I've never been there with the kids.
That you remember.
I didn't remember the whole holiday.
So guys, I will post a photograph of Adrian outside the Shamrock Bar in Tormelino.
Are you going to make a fake photograph?
Oh, I'll do what has to be done. And it'll literally show you Adrian's son holding up Adrian's trousers.
What's that there? What's that there?
Yeah. Anyway, hang on. Oh.
What?
Martin is of English descent as well, and he wants to get in on this. Sorry, anyway, before we play Martin, any venue on holidays that does a tribute act.
Yeah, is brilliant.
Because the next night we walked by the apart hotel. Only had 2 stars, by the way.
Get on with it.
2 stars.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there was nobody or no atmosphere in the place you were in.
It was
great
atmosphere. Absolutely kicking. That traditional Spanish night was unbelievable.
What, everybody sitting around drinking one strawberry daiquiri?
Was playing Gypsy Kings music and stuff like that. Anyway, the following night, we walked by the Pavo Bar again in the apart hotel, the 2-star apart hotel, and they had a tribute act on. And oh my sweet Jesus. And it was an Adele tribute act. But your woman who's the Adele, and I'm not fat shaming.
Well, you're about to,
but I'm not now. The Adele tribute act that they had on, obviously she didn't get the memo that Adele had lost all the weight. So Adele is skinny now. Adele has been skinny for 6 years? Yeah. So my wife, as you know, well, you wouldn't know this. Why would you know this information? Is a big fan of Adele.
Yeah.
Women love her music, don't they?
A lot too.
And we saw the poster and it says tribute act Adele tonight. And my wife was like, come on, let's go in. I said, I won't even breathe the same air as Pavo's. I'm not going into the bar. I'll sit.
So you sat outside?
I sat outside. Anyway, your man announces, okay, so it's Wednesday night here at Fat Freddy's. They're always called Fat Freddy's. It's Wednesday night here, Fat Freddy's, and we have a great surprise for you. Get your Union Jacks up. Waving the Union, I'm like, oh my God, shoot me now. It's an Adele tribute act live from Wessex. Where's Wessex, by the way?
In the south of England somewhere.
Okay, and boom. Boom.
And you're not fat shaming, so you're not.
No, who's fat shaming? Boom. Boom. No, that was the beast, the start of the song. And this one comes out, and she's Adele from like
10 years ago,
2010, and she sounded absolutely nothing like Adele. Sorry, will you play? Will you play? Yeah, what's his face?
Okay, here.
Let's, English man. What's his name?
Martin. I don't know. Martin.
Martin from England.
Here we go, Martin.
I'm calling bullshit there on Jeremy there. I seen him in Benidorm last year drinking €1 pints of Amstel and Neptunes.
No, I saw
it. He was never in a 5-star hotel. Benidorm all the way with the Brits.
Yeah, you're dead right. Good man.
No offence, and I'm not being racist here, yeah?
What?
What?
You're not being racist, but... Yeah,
but I don't like going places where there's... Okay, I don't like going places where there's Pavo English. I don't mind posh English people.
Right, what's a posh English person?
Oh, so say when we were on holidays in our 5-star exclusive resort last year, there was English people there, but they're from London, they're from Kensington. Like one of them was a QC. He's a barrister. He actually had his wig on. That's the kind of English people. I don't like English people with, you know English people with football tattoos. You know, I don't want to be social with someone with a Newcastle tattoo on their arm.
So you were in Benidorm, according to that message.
I couldn't even point out Benidorm. I don't even know what Costa it's on.
Costa Blanca, is it the Costa Blanca?
Costa Scum. The Costa... I know what Costa it's on, actually. The Costa Council. Anyway, I don't even know how we ended up talking about that. But the point I'm trying to make is, to that girl anyway, from Sussex, you know, and the Adele Tribute Act, you need to lose the weight, love. You can't be a tribute act if you don't even look like the person, can you? Oh, the following night. Oh, I'm sorry, this is the last.
You spent a lot of time at this place.
No, because you had to walk by us to get back to our 5-star deluxe hotel. By the way, on our 5-star deluxe hotel, the only way to get into it was with thumbprint. Well, no, that's how you got through the gate at night. You put your thumbprint in. Sorry, the third night.
I'm going to actually put a photograph of this alleged resort that you stayed in. This alleged 5-star resort that had about 3 stars.
I've never done 3-star, never done less than 5. I did a 7-star one section. Anyway, the last night.
You wouldn't get in dressed like that. Look at the fucking state of you.
Another thing.
Look at the dirt of your jumper.
It's lilt or lint.
No, hard-boiled egg.
I'm sorry, fine. The last night in the bar, and again, screams council holiday, Pavo holiday, was, and I might offend some of you by saying this, it was a drag act. It was a
Shirley Bassey.
What's her name?
Shirley Bassey.
The woman that sings, "The minute you walked in the..."
Yeah, Shirley Bassey. Why, what?
It was a man.
Oh, it was a man doing Shirley Bassey.
It was a drag Shirley Bassey night. So it was a bloke, yeah?
Yeah.
You were fooling nobody, John, by the way. We knew you were John. Shirley Bassey had an Adam's apple and a dick. So they come out tonight in Harry Harry's. That was probably the name of the bar. It's a Shirley... Sorry, what are you doing? And this bloke... But this bloke came out, yeah? This bloke came out dressed as Shirley Bassey singing Goldfinger. But it was... Hey, Goldfinger!
Here, before we go, obviously this is a podcast. When you are near a computer, or if you have your phone in your hand, I want you to Google Mr. Rogers.
I know who Mr. Rogers is.
Well, you're dressed like him today.
No, Mr. Rogers used to wear the cardigan. It was actually made into a movie.
You look like...
It was made into a movie with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I know it was. Yeah.
Great movie.
You look like Mr. Rogers. Look at the clothes you're wearing. A tank top and a snot-coloured green shirt.
Yeah. You didn't get that down at Harry Harry's bar.
Anyway, Google Mr. Rogers. That's the way Jeremy is dressed today.
Nobody knows who Mr. Rogers is.
Yeah, Google him and you'll see.
Anyway, that's my...
So thank you to the person who highlighted that to me.
Now, just for those...
Now, Robert says, drag acts can be great. It's drag, not trans, you uneducated fool.
Say it again.
What? Drag acts can be great. It's drag, not trans, you uneducated fool.
Nobody mentioned trans. What are you talking about? It was a bloke pretending to be Shirley Bassey. Now, the last time I looked, Shirley Bassey is a woman from Wales.
That's correct, yes.
But this fella was going...
But he's a drag act.
Oh, no.
Goldfinger!
I just don't do drag, do you? What's your... Agent will have to sit on the fence.
No. I want to give a shout out, actually. You've just reminded me. To our buddy Carl and his panto... What's his character?
I don't know. He's your buddy. Stuffy.
Oh, Stuffy, yeah.
Now, that's the one...
Stuffy and Panto.
Stuffy's the one drag person that I have time for, but the rest I can't. I can't deal with the rest.
Anyway, well done to Stuffy, that's our buddy Carl, yeah. And all the gang in the Axis in Ballymun, the Panto that they put on, just finished on Sunday. It was brilliant. It's amazing, it was absolutely
when you,
brilliant.
It's amazing when you give Adrian a free ticket for something, he'll sing his praises till the
cow. She bought the tickets, believe it or not. Yeah. Anyway, it was a super show, so well done to everybody involved in the Panto in... the Axis in Ballymun. Now,
fucking hell, Adrian, how do you listen to that shite all the time? He's talking about me.
Oh yeah, no, with grace is the difficulty, Peter.
Well, you know, he doesn't have to. Imagine my wife. Imagine coming home to you every day.
No,
she keeps her mouth shut because she gets 5-star holidays every year.
And there's
she puts up with me for that.
There is Michelle, and she said, Dame Stuffy is amazing, hysterically funny, a must-see. He's also an exceptional singer, and he is. Carl is an absolutely amazing singer.
Carl did my pre-wedding party, and he did Michael Bublé tribute act.
I thought you hated tribute acts. You just spent 5 minutes lashing tribute acts out of it, and now you're praising one.
Let's get on with the show.
Big debates from the serious... to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
You have a story for me.
I do. And this happened about an hour ago on a garage forecourt on the Clontarf Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll explain to you what happened. But the reason I'm mentioning this is because it proves a theory that I've always believed, okay? That short people are more aggressive. Men, I'm talking about men.
Oh, that's a very controversial statement to make.
No, I've said a lot more controversial than that in my day. Short people
are... We've a lot of short people listen to this show.
How would you possibly know that? And I don't... Maybe not so much women. Are short women aggressive?
Mm.
No. Well, let's just talk about men for a second, okay?
Yeah.
And women who identify as men. Let's just deal with that at this moment. So men and women who identify as men.
Yeah.
Yeah, trans men.
Yeah.
Or is it trans women?
Whatever.
What do you call it when you used to be?
I don't know because
when you used to be a man and now you're a woman, are you a trans man or a trans woman? Does it talk about the thing you used to be or the thing you are now?
No, you're a trans man now, today.
If you used to be a woman?
Yeah.
So if I transitioned.
What's the question?
If I transitioned today.
Yeah, to a woman.
I actually feel I'm sick of my dick. Sick of my dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get it turned inside out.
Every single day, the wife fucking rings me when I'm here. You know, by the way, you know the way my phone always rings when I'm on air here?
Yeah.
You know what it is?
What?
So my wife arrives home and she goes, Jeremy, I've just been in the bathroom. Why is there piss all over the toilet seat? So I'm thinking.
And she rings you in the middle of our podcast to ask you to tell you that.
No, we do, but she doesn't even know I do a podcast.
Well, where does she think you are?
She doesn't know where I am. She doesn't care. Anyway, sometimes I hate having.
So you're telling me, hang on for
a
second.
I hate having a
penis.
You're
telling me for the last 3.5 years you've been coming to a hotel, yeah? For a couple of hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And then arrive home later than normal.
And she's never questioned. She's never asked.
That's bizarre.
No, it's not. We've that kind of marriage where we're not in each other's
pockets. So you could actually be in this hotel shagging some young one in a bedroom down the road.
Well, no young one would want to shag me.
That's a good point. Yeah.
No elbone would want to shag me.
No.
No. Even a woman with one leg and no teeth would want to shag me.
No, you're right, actually, yeah. So no, it's not. Yeah, no wonder she doesn't worry.
Well, I can see the benefits of having sex with a woman with no teeth.
Anyway, get on with it.
Hoth Road, Clontarf Road, whatever that fucking road is called.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that road goes on for, like, my favourite restaurant is on that road.
Your favourite restaurant?
Why do you repeat everything I say? My favourite restaurant is on that road.
I don't know what that is.
On the left, just before St. Anne's Park.
No idea.
The Chinese.
What about it? It's obviously not a favourite of yours if you don't know the name of the place.
Anyway, I pulled in by mistake in front of somebody in the garage forecourt on the Hoth Road. And the door opens at the car.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Skoda? Skoda Octavia. Octavia in front of me. And a fella jumps out of the car and starts screaming abuse at him because I pulled in front of him. And he was so aggressive and angry, yeah, over nothing. Like, literally, I just pulled in front of him. And the one thing I noticed about him was he was short. By the way, he had a ring in his right ear.
An earring,
just in case. I don't know if that's relevant.
What's the relevance?
Well, there's not many short people with earrings in their right ear knocking around these days, is there? So someone might know him.
Okay, what's the problem here?
I didn't have the guts to say this to his face. I'm going to say it behind the microphone because I'm a bit of a...
Keyboard warrior.
Yeah, I shut my mouth when I was in the garage forecourt, yeah? Because he was so aggressive, clenching his fists and all that. So if you know... The earring short arse, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The munchkin.
Driving a Skoda.
The munchkin. driving a Skoda Octavia who I pulled in front of. And I apologized to him and said, sorry, it's not fucking good. Who do you fucking think you are? And I just sat there and I said, no, I said this in my head. I didn't say this to his face. You are angry because you're short.
Do you believe that?
I do. I believe short people have a chip on their shoulder.
About being short?
And it's a small chip because they can't fit a big chip on the shoulder. It's a small little chip. Yeah, I think short people, because I would imagine short men probably have short dicks as well.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I think so. You watch a lot of porn, as you've regularly said on this podcast.
I've never said that once.
You were a regular purveyor of porn.
I'm not a regular purveyor of porn.
You do. You watch it a lot. The space bar on Adrian's keyboard is literally stuck. Stuck. Have you ever seen a short male porn star?
No, I've not seen any porn stars.
Oh, you have, come on. Unless you're watching midget porn.
What are you talking about? Is there any porn star that's like 5'1"?
Okay, is it possible that you could be short and have a big dick? No.
I don't know.
No, because by very nature, when God makes short people, yeah, everything is in cahoots.
In proportion.
Proportion. So you wouldn't make a short man with a big dick.
So you reckon this guy in the garage...
He'd be literally walking around with three legs.
This guy in the garage shouted because he's short and he's got a small willy.
And I believe that...
He's angry because he's got a small willy. Is that what you're saying?
Let's move on. You're obsessed with sex. Let's move on from the willy thing. I don't want to talk about the willies and stuff like that. But I do believe that short people have a grudge against the rest of us normal people, don't they? And maybe it's because for years... When your parents brought you into the Patrick's Day Parade, you couldn't see because you were so short. Maybe you were at a gig.
So you've had this anger building up inside you.
Maybe, yeah, this is how it all comes. Maybe you were in Tesco's last week and you had to ask a woman to get soy milk, because soy milk is always on the top of the shelf, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you had to ask a woman to get the soy milk down for you off the shelf. Like, that must be demoralising for a man, mustn't it, though? Imagine a short man standing in the... my favourite island, Tesco's, the alternative foods aisle.
Ew.
Oh, but we all have food allergies. That's where we shop.
Disgusting place.
What? The alternative food aisle.
Oh, it's alternative.
That's where I get my lactose-free yogurt. That's where my wife gets her soy milk.
Soy milk.
And that's where she gets her gluten-free bread.
Gluten-free bread.
Gluten-free hobnobs.
Well, is there such a thing?
Oh, there is, yeah.
Gluten-free hobnobs. Yeah, sure, what's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point?
Hobnobs have wheat.
Yeah, but my wife will die if she eats wheat.
Okay, so what?
She's not going to die over a hobnob.
Sorry, how can a packet of hobnobs be gluten-free?
Because there's no fucking wheat in them, you spat.
But then they're not hobnobs. They're just hobs. Hobnobs are made with wheat.
By the way, they're very expensive. Very expensive. Anyway, I'm saying it must be very demoralising for a man having to ask a tall woman, can she get the soya milk down off there? And I just think that short people, because...
Okay, Carl has just sent us a message saying, I'm a gay man here, and short people don't have small dicks.
Well, why is he telling us his sexuality? We don't...
But in other words, he's a gay man, so he has experience.
Sorry, this podcast is a safe space, Carl. We won't judge the LGBT... Well, Adrian hates the LGBT community. He literally despises
them. That's so untrue. The point Carl is making is, as a gay man, he has had experience with penises.
Oh, I can't deal with that.
Yeah, he's testifying that short men don't have short willies.
Or testifying.
The short men don't have short willies.
So Carl, because he's gay, I assume has seen a bit of dick.
Yeah, that's the point. That's why he said he was a gay man.
That's because I've never seen another dick.
I've seen the odd one.
That's weird. I haven't seen another dick in the last 30 years.
Have you not?
But how would I?
In his showers or something, no?
So I know you go to some strange clubs in town. In a shower?
You know those communal showers.
Communal?
Communal, where everybody's having a shower.
Jesus, whatever takes your fancy. Okay, so Carl, who's had a lot of dick.
Yeah. Okay, Jonathan, remember Ron, no, what's his name? What was the porn star, Ron
Burgundy?
Is that his name, yeah? He was just short arse, but he was famous for having a big willy.
Ron Jeremy. Yeah. Did he have a big dick?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I'm over the dicks, let's move on from the dicks. Anyway, my point is trying to make is that short people have such a chip on their shoulder. Probably because any time they go out for a drink, someone lays their pint on their head. But it must be terrible being a short man, mustn't it?
Going out with a woman taller than you, that's even weirder. I saw that only the other day.
What?
A short fella walking hand in hand in town, when I'm in town the other day, yeah. And she was towering over
him. Who says in town? It's not the 60s. In town.
We were in town the other
city
day.
City centre. No, it's not called in town.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I was in town the other day with you, actually.
I wouldn't socialise with you in the city
centre. We were in town.
No.
Having that posh Italian.
Wasn't me. Wasn't there.
Anyway, when I was in town, I saw this couple.
Oh, the posh Italian, Natalia. She was lovely, wasn't she?
I saw a fella and a girl walking.
And he had his hand up like, yeah, I know.
He wasn't angry, though. He didn't lose the plot.
He wasn't angry because he was with a good-looking woman. She was a very good-looking woman, wasn't she?
Yep. Anyway,
To that man, if you happen to know of a short man, yes.
Who drives a Skoda Octavia.
Skoda Octavia. He has about a Blade 1 hair.
Right.
Blade 1 hair.
An earring in the right ear.
He looks a bit like your man from EastEnders. What's his name?
Oh, Phil Mitchell.
Phil Mitchell. He looks like Phil Mitchell. And he has an earring in his right ear. So if you happen to know someone that fits that description, tell him that he can go and fuck himself.
Because you were afraid to say it to his face.
Terrified. He was so aggressive. The problem is I had to pull in that side because my petrol pump is on the side that no other car's petrol pump is on.
What side is it on?
The passenger side.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I don't know how. Most people's petrol pump is on the driver's side. So when they pull into a forecourt, I have to maneuver because it's on the opposite side. Do you get me?
Yeah, why did you just drive in the opposite side?
No, it's
complicated.
No, it's like your bottom. It's an outie, it's not an innie. You can only go in one way, you can't go out.
Oh.
Why is my petrol pump on the wrong side?
I don't know. What car is it?
I can't say it's GDPR.
You can't say it's GDPR?
No, you can't.
Why, you might invade the car's privacy.
I can't say. For GDPR reasons, I can't say what...
Just the make of it.
No, it doesn't mean... I honestly cannot say.
You can't say what make your car is. Well, I can say it.
No, there'll be legal repercussions.
Legal repercussions?
I cannot say. But
the car will sue you?
No, all I'm saying is I think I've bought a dud because the petrol is on the... It's very, very... Because, you know, and you'll have this problem a lot. You know when your hose isn't long enough to reach the other hole?
Yeah. Oh, Darren really knows exactly the car you drive. That's a bit freaky.
That's not the car I drive.
Oh, is it not?
I used to have one of those.
Didn't you? Yeah.
I used to have an estate Hyundai i40. And it's not a Jap import.
Okay.
Oh, geez, don't talk about Jap imports.
Why?
We have all the far-right listeners asking why we're importing Japs into the country.
Are we ready to go with today's show?
Does anybody else listening have a petrol pump on the left-hand side? Am I the only one that has it?
So your petrol pump
is on the passenger side. It's very, very...
mine's on the driver's side.
Devastating to my life. Well, it nearly got me beaten up by Phil Mitchell today. Darren says it's a hairdresser's car. Sorry, Darren, you may apologise for that because a hairdresser couldn't afford my car on their paltry wages.
Your car's a kip. It's a dump of a car.
My car is a kip.
Yeah.
You can't call a car a kip. You can call Darren a kip.
It doesn't even have a D-reg on it. Like, who drives a car without a D-reg?
Oh, it doesn't have a D-reg on it. Yeah, you're right. And a petrol pump on the wrong side. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Anyway.
That's heated seats, though.
Wow.
Oh, it's nothing like a toasty bum.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
I was actually watching Schindler's List last night.
Were you?
In colour.
But it was in black and white.
So this is really weird. If you Schindler's List is one of my favourite movies.
Yeah.
It's not a feel-good movie, I'll be honest with y'all.
No, it's not.
It's
no.
Not a comedy.
No.
It's tough. It's a tough-going movie.
Yeah.
I watch it once a year.
You watch it once a year?
Yeah, I would watch it once a year, yeah.
Who watches a movie once a year?
I'm very fond of Schindler's List.
I mean, it's a great movie, don't get me wrong.
Best movie ever made. Anyway.
Neeson is brilliant in it, but...
Yeah, she was. But have you ever watched it? He hates himself in it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I didn't like that performance at all. That's my Liam Neeson impression.
Oh, very good, Jenny.
Yeah, he says, I didn't like that performance.
Really?
Can't even look at a movie anymore.
Oh.
So he hated himself in it. Anyway, I watched this again last night in colour.
But it was made in black and white.
Yes, it was. So, yeah, it was. Steven Spielberg made the movie. God rest him, Steven Spielberg.
He's not dead.
Yeah. Okay. But he didn't film it in colour and transfer it to... It was filmed in black and white.
Yeah.
So it wasn't filmed in colour and then...
Made into black and white.
Like, you know the way sometimes some of you dickheads would be responsible for this. You know these people who take a photograph on their phone in colour? Because obviously, we have colour telephones now, and they take a photograph selfie of themselves, yeah?
Yeah.
In Lanzarote, in Puerto del Carmen.
Yeah.
In front of...
That'll be me next week.
In front of Route 66, which is the best bar in Lanzarote, bar none.
No, no, bar the old triangle.
No, no, no.
Best bar in Lanzarote, the L triangle.
For me, it's Route 66.
No, the L triangle. Anyway, go on.
They've a train going across the ceiling.
Yeah, no, I've seen it.
Anyway, you get these arseholes in Lanzarote, well, or anywhere, and they stand there taking a selfie.
Yeah.
And then before posting it up on Instagram, they change it to black and white. Why?
I don't know. No, I've never But anyway, sorry, how did you watch
Schindler's List,
yeah,
in colour?
Correct.
Well, if you let me answer, yeah, geez, you haven't let me get a word in edgeways here. By the way, you think Cabby's Cream Eggs?
Yeah, it's a bar. Yeah, no, it's a bar.
What, does a Cabby's Cream Egg bar now?
Yeah.
And what does it consist of?
The goo.
Huh?
The goo.
Oh, no, I have the goo. I've never seen this.
Yeah, it's got the goo inside it.
It's a Cabby's Cream Egg in the shape of a bar.
Yeah. Look.
Why did they do that?
Look at that.
Why did they do that?
Ah, it's lovely.
Why did they ruin Easter?
Anyway.
I gave, by the way, we're mentioning about six different things here in one go, but so Kirby's Cream Eggs are in the shop at the moment. Now, they're smaller than they used to be.
They are a little bit, aren't they? Yeah.
They were a lot smaller. And on Friday of last week, because this is something that my father used to do for me every Friday, mm-hmm. and I do it for my kids. My father would always arrive home from work on a Friday with a surprise for me and my sister. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it was shite. And sometimes it was nice. He used to go to that shop in town that you could buy everything in it. He used to buy me...
Hector Gray's.
He used to buy me soldiers and Hector Gray's and bring them home. Simpler times. Anyway, every week on a Friday, I bring home something for my kids. So last Friday, I decided to bring them home a Cadbury's Cream Egg each because they haven't had one before.
Very good, yeah.
I have three kids and you can get a three box of Cadbury's Cream Egg. So I brought them home and I was walking through that door with a...
Bringing your step.
Walking like Conor McGregor. No, I wasn't walking like Conor McGregor.
Don't you dare.
That's a prick of a man. But I was strolling. I was strutting. You know the way he struts?
Like yeah.
Like he thinks he's the shit. And he's a piece of shit. But anyway, I was strolling in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And with Cadbury's Cream Egg singing, I'm going to be the daddy of the year. And I gave one Cadbury's Cream Egg to each of my kids. And they took a bite into it. You know the way kids overreact?
Yeah.
I'm going to be sick. My son was like, I'm going to be sick. Take me to hospital. I need my stomach pumped. Ah. So they hated him.
Really?
And so
what is wrong with those children?
So then I sat my son down. I slapped him a few times for being disrespectful.
Absolutely. A good dig.
No. I got the belt out.
Oh, good man. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, fair play.
So I whacked him a few times with the belt. I said, don't ever disrespect me in this house. And then I asked him a question. I said, do any of your friends eat Cadbury's Cream Eggs? And they don't. They all hate them.
So, really?
Mr. Cadbury, if you're listening, Cadbury's Cream Eggs in 20 years' time will be gone.
Because the kids don't like them.
The new generation, because you'll be dead in 20 years.
I hope not. But yeah.
I'd say you will, but you're given your unsavoury lifestyle.
Unsavoury?
Unsavoury lifestyle, yeah. Your practices.
My practices?
Your practices, yeah, are unsavoury.
Whatever that means.
But I'd say your kids, you know your kids...
Yeah.
I doubt they eat Cadbury's Cream Eggs.
Yeah, no, Sean does, yeah. Well, Sean, I don't think Sean he does. Would be a fan, yeah.
I don't think he is.
Yeah, no, he is.
I don't think you know much about your son.
He's a fan of cream eggs.
Did your son disown you many years ago?
No.
You don't seem to know a lot about him.
He eats cream eggs.
I don't think I have been in your son's company for many years, yeah?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't even know my name.
Yeah, he doesn't even know who's my dad. Anyway, they didn't like the Cadbury's Cream Eggs.
Okay, but it is... One of those. So this is the new bar. I don't know how
this
we're after.
This is what I was going to talk about.
I know, but I don't know how we're after slipping onto this. This is the new. There it is. There. Look at that. That's Cadbury's Cream.
Actually, this is hilarious and pathetic in equal measures. I want to tell you guys a tiny little story about Cadbury's Cream Eggs.
Yeah, go on.
Can you indulge me for a moment?
Yeah.
But I'm trying to tell the story, but I don't want to be filthy because I know people hate sex talk.
Yeah, I do.
What?
I hate it. Yeah,
that's because you're not getting any.
Get on with it.
So when I was a bit younger, there were fellas on my road that used to
what?
Mm-hmm.
Used to eat Cadbury's Cream Eggs.
I can't say because if I do, you'll say, I was talking about sex.
Yeah, but I will say that anyway.
I'm not going to say it.
A group of lads when you were younger.
There were three lads that lived down the road from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's my wife waiting to tell me not to tell the story. She's actually ringing me. Look, there's her name on it. What does it say on my phone?
Is that what you call your wife?
That's what I call my wife.
Oh, my God.
Ah, it's a great name
it's
for her.
It's not.
Oh, it is.
No, I'm so embarrassed for you.
Oh, my. Why? Why?
Oh, that's another conversation for another day.
Really?
Yeah.
You used to have your missus saved as my darling on my phone. There's nothing more pathetic
but
than
that's,
that.
But that's worse.
No, it's not.
It is.
No. That's actually quite cool, actually.
No, it's not.
Do you get the reference?
Yeah. But it's pathetic.
No, it's not. No, no, no. Do you, you're not a fan.
What?
Are you not a fan?
No, not at all, no.
How could you not be a fan
of
that?
She's nearly dead.
No, not... Who, my wife?
No.
Your man?
Yeah.
No, but forget about him. Are you not a fan of his... That particular...
No, not really, no.
Then I'm walking out. See,
anyway, sorry. This
I can't do the podcast.
This is... Sorry. Where were we going here?
I have my wife saved in my phone as... One of my favourite songs of the 80s.
Her name is Sue.
Her name is Sue, and I have her saved as Sue Studio. Love that song. There's a girl that's been on my mind.
Nobody knows that song.
All the time. Sue Studio. Is that the girl's name, Sue Studio, in the
I've
song?
I have no idea. So you have your wife saved in your phone as Sue Studio.
It's a stupid
it's
song.
Pathetic. No, it's pathetic. It's a ridiculous
the
song.
The song makes no sense.
No.
There's a girl on my mind.
Yep.
All the time.
Sue Studio.
And her name is Sue Studio. Now, I wouldn't have any girl that's called Sue Studio on my mind. Anyway, there were three lads that grew up on my road. I'll mention one of them, yeah?
Yeah.
Dahi.
Dahi, yeah.
How are you, Dahi?
Not and, that Dahi.
Well, who knows? And the three lads were hadn't experienced women at that stage.
Hadn't experienced, okay, yeah.
In any shape or form. Like me, I was a late bloomer, I know. As they say. I was a late starter.
Well, get on with,
but I made up for it.
Get on with the story.
And they used to practice with Cadbury's cream eggs. So that when the time came,
yeah,
they would know what to do.
They kissed Cadbury's cream eggs.
I
have no idea what you're crapping on about.
You do. You do.
I have absolutely no idea.
Don't play silly buggers.
Now, Amanda says, I think you're showing your age because I've never heard of it.
Of what?
That song. Sue Studio. Who's ever heard of that
Jesus
song?
Jesus Christ, it's one of the biggest songs of
when?
Of literally all time. But can we play a tiny bit of
no,
it?
No. Mark, you get in a bad mood.
By the way, Mark, get your hair cut. You look like a bonker.
A clown.
A clown. So can you not even play 5 seconds of it?
What, of Sue Studio?
Just the beat at the start. Oh, it's great.
I think Mark has issues with you playing copyrighted material. That's the
Mark
problem.
Mark needs to go for a haircut.
Yeah, he does.
Really pathetic looking man. Anyway, that's the point I'm trying to make. Do you get me?
No.
That they used to practice on Cadbury's cream eggs.
They used to practice on Cadbury's... No, I don't.
Why do you always repeat?
I have no idea what you're even talking about.
Everything I say. Jeez, we're talking about Phil Collins.
Yep.
We're talking about Cadbury's cream eggs and we're talking about Schindler's List. This is literally the only podcast for those three subjects could be talked about together.
in one breath.
Literally in one sentence. Schindler's List, Cadbury's cream eggs and Phil Collins. What have they got in common?
Nothing.
This show.
This show, yeah. Hang on. Here we go.
Thank you.
Oh, no, here's the extended version. The extended music video.
I love the extended version. Listen to the trumpet section.
Yeah, and you have to keep cutting it off.
No, not that short.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Oh,
what an awful song.
We can't be business partners anymore.
Why? Because I said that's an awful song. It is. It's an absolutely dreadful song.
So funny. To finish up, the two things I need to finish up on. Number one, okay, they used to lick out Cadbury's cream eggs so they could practice that. When they got to lick out a woman, they'd know what they were doing. That's the bottom line.
Jesus. Okay, I wasn't expecting that.
But I think you were.
I wasn't actually.
Well, where did you
think? I actually wasn't.
They were tongue punching the Cadbury's cream egg.
I wasn't horrific. Expecting that.
I'd say those three lads, including Doherty, are probably locked up now at this stage. I'd say there's a fair chance they're in Wheatfield Prison. The sex offenders.
Why is there so much hatred against cream eggs, by the way? Look at all the messages.
Anyway, finally, because this is going on too long.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Finally. Last night I watched Schindler's List in colour.
Yes, I want to know how you did that.
So someone got a copy of Schindler's List, which was filmed in...
Black and white.
Black and white. And it's brilliant in black and white, isn't it?
Yep.
Brilliant black. And they used AI.
Okay.
AI, because AI can do anything.
And made it into colour.
And made it into colour. And
wow.
It's in colour.
And where did you watch this?
Can't say.
What do you mean you can't say?
Cannot say.
What channel was it on?
Babe, no channel.
You watched a colourised version of Schindler's List on no channel. Just on nothing.
Well, no, I watched it on my 48-inch OLED, very expensive, exclusive TV, smart TV.
It's not, it's just a Samsung.
It's a Samsung OLED smart TV.
Wow.
You can talk
Everybody to my, has one
you
of them.
Can talk to my TV.
Oh, wow.
You can literally talk to my TV.
And okay, so you talked to your TV and said, what channel is this on? What channel was it on?
No, I talked to my TV. I pressed the middle button on the remote. And
was it on Netflix?
No, it's not, no.
Was it on Paramount?
don't know.
All I want to know is what channel, so that I can watch the colour version of it.
If you want the link for the colour version of Schindler's List, you can text me privately. There we go. That's the most I can do for you at this moment in time. So if anybody wants the colour version of Schindler's List, just WhatsApp me privately on my own number. Like, don't send it through the we can't have any involvement with the podcast. It has to be done privately.
Okay. Why? What's the issue here?
What? What do you mean, what's the issue?
Why can't you tell us where you watch Schindler's List in colour?
On my TV. On my old smart TV. Very expensive, very exclusive. Okay. I'll show you. Don't be giving out links and stuff. I'll show you. Now, this is just for your eyes only, okay?
Yeah, come on.
This is just for Adrian, so.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's in colour.
Yeah, Schindler, look at the colour. Yeah. Very well done, isn't it?
That's brilliant.
It's amazing what AI can do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant, yeah.
And
where are you watching this?
On my phone.
But how?
Because you just press play and it play. Look, the train.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. If you want the link, Diane says start the fucking show.
Yeah,
Diane started 15 minutes ago, actually, Diane.
You did. Anyway, that's amazing. That's amazing. Sorry, I'm just doing something here now. Okay. There we go. Okay.
Anyway, hello to Dahi and the other two lads whose names I can't remember, but I hope you're listening to the podcast in prison. I'm telling you, they were of that ilk, yeah?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to come around and watch Schindler's List in colour on my OLED screen, very expensive TV.
Everybody has one of them.
No, they don't.
Since the gobshite who bought a 3D telly.
Well, I still have my 3D
TV. Yeah, but who does 3D?
I'm going to watch Schindler's List in 3D colour tonight while eating a Cadbury's cream egg.
On what channel?
Listening to Phil Collins sing in the studio.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.